It does vary a little bit from state to state on these different things, such as pension, Social Security. So you do need to be mindful from state to state how it works.
When it comes to financial planning, you need to cut through the jargon so that you can understand how to achieve your own retirement success. This is Candid Conversations, Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz of Kravitz Financial and Insurance Solutions.
Well, hello and welcome in to Candid Conversations, Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz. I am Ben George, and we're talking today about the top tax questions you should be asking if you are a retiree or nearing that. Here in 2023, obviously, these are not going to cover everything today, but this is a lot of great questions that will get you thinking. Make sure you are planning ahead for taxes when it comes to retirement. Because, Ryan, as we all know, I know people are thinking about tax filing right now because we are, beginning of the year. But tax planning is so crucial for your long-term success, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's going to be a good topic today. Let me point you to the website for any questions, or if you want to get in touch with Ryan, you can just log on to KravitzFinancial.com or call 714-462-9155. So again, we got 10 questions we want to run through today. And, you know, we know taxes can be overwhelming. Things are constantly changing. There's a lot of questions, concerns. So if you are getting close to retirement, just be thinking about this, you know, to make sure you're asking yourself these questions, make sure you have answers, to make sure you are minimizing your tax burden in retirement. So let's kind of start in the income planning realm here a little bit to begin with, Ryan. And I'll start off with, you know, what are the tax implications of withdrawing money from your retirement accounts?
Well, it depends on what type of an account it is. But, you know, most often it's going to be a pre-tax account. So if it's like a pre-tax IRA or pre-tax 401k or something like that, money that's, you know, never been taxed. When you take that money out, it's going to be taxed at ordinary income. Now, if you happen to have a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k or something like that that was funded after tax, then as long as it's qualified distribution, you pull that money out, it's going to be tax-free.
So, yeah, some things to be thinking about with that. It can be kind of complicated trying to do it on your own, so you want to work with someone to kind of help you navigate what to expect there. And, you know, when you're talking about income planning, Social Security always comes up as well. And I'm sure the question is that you want to think through is, are my Social Security benefits going to be taxed?
Yeah, this is a common question. And, you know, it's interesting with Social Security because it's one of those things that you may have to pay taxes on 85% of your Social Security benefits, or you may have to pay taxes on none of it. And it all depends on what your other income is. And so, you know, one of the things that you want to make sure that you're doing in retirement is managing which accounts you're withdrawing from and when based upon how they're taxed, because all of that can have an impact on your Social Security benefits and how much of that is going to be subject to taxation.
All right. So as you think about claiming that or start putting your plan in place to claim your Social Security benefits, be thinking about that and see how all that fits into your overall plan. All right. Pension. I don't know how many people still receive a pension, Ryan. I think there's probably still a decent amount of retirees that are heading into retirement now that have a pension. But for those that do, how is the taxation on that income different from other forms of income?
It's taxed at ordinary income. So it's going to be like, you know, withdrawing from a pre-tax, 401k or a traditional IRA account that was all funded with pre-tax dollars. When you take the income, it's ordinary income. Now, one thing I should say, you know, as we're talking about this today, we're talking about on the federal level. It does vary a little bit from state to state on these different things, such as pension, Social Security. So you do need to be mindful from state to state how it works.
Yeah, always so important to be aware of that. But yeah, hopefully you are lucky enough to get a pension, but something to think about as you're planning there. Secure Act recently, Secure Act 2.0 was recently brought in, signed at the end of 2022, adding on to the original Secure Act from a couple of years ago. So if you are in line for retirement this year or near to it, this is a great time to be thinking about and figuring out exactly where the Secure Act will make some changes or how it will affect your retirement income and taxes.
Yeah, this Secure Act 2.0, as it's called, that was passed at the end of 2022. There was so much to it. I mean, there's just so much to unpack with it. And, you know, some of the changes already went into place, you know, are going into place this year, 2023, but some of them are going to go into place over the course of the next several years here to come. But some of the things to just kind of be mindful of to be thinking about when it comes to your, you know, your retirement income and your taxes is, One of the big ones is they changed the RMD age. So when you have to start taking out your required minimum distributions. So it used to be 70 and a half. That's when you had to start taking out your required minimum distributions. And then the original Secure Act passed about 3 years ago, and that got pushed back to age 72. And now it's pushed back again. So it's either age 73 or it's age 75. And that just depends upon the year you were born. So you do want to be aware of, you know, what that age is. But the other thing to consider here is, even though they keep pushing back the age that you can, that you have to start taking out your RMDs, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should. There's a very good likelihood that you should start withdrawing at least some of that money sooner. It's important to manage those tax brackets so that, you know, maybe if today you're able to withdraw that money and pay tax on it at a lower tax rate versus, you know, keep deferring that, instead of keep deferring the growth on the IRA or the 401k, and then sometime in the future having to pay the tax, you may be boosted into a higher tax rate. So you definitely got to be aware of that when it comes to managing those distributions and IRAs in general. But they made, like I said, a lot of changes. One of the other changes that they made, it's certainly a nice change, is that they reduced the penalty if you don't take your RMDs in time. It used to be 50%, or not in time, but if you didn't take out the required amount of your RMD, they penalized you at 50%. That's now been reduced to 25%. And if you do it in a timely manner, they say, although I don't think that they've said exactly what a timely manner is yet, but then it's only 10%. But, you know, in the real world, you just need to be, you know, careful. Make sure that you are withdrawing what you need to withdraw and when. And, you know, there's other things, QCDs, and other things too we could talk about probably later on. But there's a lot that's changed here with the Secure Act.
Yeah, it's probably worth devoting an entire conversation to the Secure Act 2.0 because there are a lot of changes, but the RMDs is a big part of that. So if you have questions or want to kind of see, hey, maybe what else in that Secure Act 2.0 is affecting me, you can always get in touch with Ryan, KravitzFinancial.com, or over the phone, 714-462-9155. Here's another tax question as we go through the maybe 10 top questions for retirees here in 2023. Number five, are there any special tax deductions or credits available for retirees?
Well, one thing that sticks out is, you know, if you're over 65 and you're taking a standard deduction, which most people are taking the standard deduction nowadays, now that the standard deduction has been raised so significantly over the last several years here, is that you do get an additional amount above that. So, like, for instance, if you're married and you're filing jointly, each of you get an extra $1,500 on top. So this year, 2023, I believe you're getting $30,700 as the standard deduction amount. So that's you know, that's been raised quite a bit for people over 65.
All right, number six here for people that are thinking about moving. I don't know how many people are leaving California necessarily, Ryan, but I know Florida is always a popular destination. Arizona, wherever it is, if you are thinking about, hey, maybe I want to move to another state, maybe get closer to family, whatever the reason. How will your taxes change if you decide to move to another state in retirement?
Yeah, a key thing to look at is the state tax rates in the state that you're thinking about moving. Certainly, California has, you know, some of the higher state tax rates in the country, and, you know, some states, like you mentioned, Florida, as one, does not have state income tax. So it's definitely something to consider, but it shouldn't be the only reason to move.
And everybody looks at that income tax free. That's a big draw. But, you know, I'm sure it's never a great decision, probably, or rarely a great decision, just to base a move entirely on that tax cut, right?
You're right. And the other thing to consider, too, is that, you know, a state may have, you know, no taxes or might have significantly less taxes, but, you know, maybe they have other gotchas or other ways that they're able to get money from you. You know, for instance, maybe their property taxes are higher, you know, so that's just kind of one example. So you have to consider the whole picture when you're, especially when you're considering making such a big move.
Yeah. And they're always going to find a way to get their money, right? they're not letting you off the hook.
That is true. Now, I will say there's been a decent amount of people that have moved from California in recent years, but yeah, primarily it's that's the cost of living and other things.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, a few more questions here as we're going through the top tax questions for retirees. Charitable contributions, are there any tax benefits there if you're making these in retirement?
Well, one of the ways that I like to do this is with a QCD, which is a qualified charitable distribution. And so the way that that works is that if you're charitably inclined and you are 70 and a half or older, you can withdraw money out of your IRA, your traditional IRA that you'd have to pay taxes on when you, you know, when you take that money out. And instead of taking that money and paying the tax, you could instead have some money, whatever you want to take out, call it $5,000 or whatever the amount is, go directly to the qualifying charity. It's got to be a credible 501c organization, all that. You got to make sure of that. But as long as that's the case, charity is happy. They get the $5,000, let's say, in that case. You're happy. You wanted to give to charity and you were able to save income taxes because that $5,000 just goes directly over. So you don't even have to pay taxes on that withdrawal at all.
Okay. Good to know if you are thinking about QCDs in retirement. All right. So the other gifting side of things is maybe you want to give money to your family, whether it be children, grandchildren, you'd like to gift them. So what are the tax considerations if you want to gift that money during your retirement?
So this year in 2023, you could gift $17,000 per individual. So for instance, what that means is, let's say you have, you know, two kids and you want to give money to your kids. You could give $17,000 a piece for a total of $34,000. And also if you're married, your spouse could do the same thing. And so you can gift up to these limits here this year, 2023, and it won't affect your gift tax exclusion. So that's pretty nice if you want to take advantage of that.
It's a good option to have if you have the money, but you probably don't run into too many situations where somebody's really bumping up against it every year, right?
The other thing to consider here is, although you're limited to $17,000 per individual per year, most people aren't giving that amount in a single year. And if you are somebody that has quite a bit of money, the gift tax exclusion is a lot higher than it used to be. So most people don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Number nine, talking about real estate here. If I take out a reverse mortgage, are there any tax concerns there?
Fortunately not. No, there's no taxes to be worried about with the reverse mortgage. It is considered a loan, so you don't have to worry about paying the taxes there.
All right. Final question on our 10 tax questions for retirees here in 2023. If you are retired, can you still contribute to an IRA and get a tax deduction?
So yes, you can. Even if you are retired, you can contribute to an IRA. Now, remember, you have to have earned income in order to make that contribution. But, you know, maybe you're working part-time or something like that. I mean, you can, you know, go ahead and contribute to an IRA. I mean, that's not a problem. It was changed back about 3 years ago with the passage of the original Secure Act that now, no matter how old you are, you can still make that contribution to an IRA. Again, as long as you have the earned income.
Awesome. So 10 questions here to think through. If you aren't sure how to answer these, or you know, hopefully you got a little more clarity now after the conversation, but if you really want to dive in and apply them to your own retirement plan, please contact Ryan, KravitzFinancial.com. You can also call 714-462-9155 to get in touch with his office there in Irvine, California. But it is important, tax planning. It's a key piece of the retirement plan, so make sure you are on top of it before you get to retirement, and hopefully this episode will help you with that. Ryan, thanks for the time as always. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.
Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Kravitz Financial and Insurance Solutions and BCM are independent of each other.